It's very tall, about 14 foot high. You can make out the blade behind the veil, which was used traditionally to hide what was going on in the guillotine from the public. And there's a kind of wooden platform underneath with a very clear circular hole for where obviously the neck was meant to sit. So it's pretty chilling.
It does sound pretty terrifying. Why is it now being put on public display?
Well, when he succeeded in making the death penalty a thing of the past, a man called Robert Badinter, who was then Justice Minister under François Mitterrand, said that, right, we need to put these guillotines away, or whatever guillotines were remaining, and they shouldn't be put on public display for a quarter of a century, because there was so much controversy around the decision to abolish it. Obviously, those 25 years have now passed, much more than 25 years, and he decided that as part of an exhibition into crime and punishment and criminal justice, that it would be a brilliant idea to put the guillotine in the exhibition among works of art devoted to looking at themes such as retribution, rehabilitation, that kind of thing.
So when were guillotines last used in France?
The death penalty was abolished in 1981, but the last known execution was 1977.
By guillotine?
By guillotine. Well, guillotine was the kind of uniform method of death penalty in France, unless you were, I think, for non-civilian crime. Then it could have been by firing squad, but for everything else, it was the guillotine right up until the end.
So how does this exhibition fit in with contemporary France and the way it views its criminal justice system?
Well, I mean, the guillotine may seem, in a sense, anachronistic, but the way that it's put on in the exhibition is particularly pertinent for our times. There's big debate in France at the moment about the criminal justice system, about the penitentiary system, about the hugely overcrowded, underfunded prison system, reoffending rates, police powers, all that kind of thing, which all tie in here. And today, walking around the exhibition, I spoke to one woman who was, in general, she was impressed by the quality of the things there, and it made her think about everything. But she was angry. She was angry about a timeline which covered the criminal justice system from the beginnings, well, from the revolution until it stopped in 1981. And she said to me, well, I think this is a massive shame. The situation in France and our prisons at the moment is shocking, is lamentable. 30 years have passed since then, and why haven't they dealt with that? Get the feeling that, you know, president after president is sweeping that under the carpet.